This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, you know, online dating is just brutal. Your likability is determined by just a few photos, a brief bio that can't be too generic or overly quirky. So you got to have the right balance of what to write in your profile when it comes to online dating. Heidi, I know you've done some of this.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's scary. It's scary for people that's, you know, out there about to look for, you know, a date.
Well, it's because you want to make sure you're going to write something that's going to get the attention of someone who you really hope you are going to like in return.
Right.
Okay, and Hawk, you act like Heidi's the only one doing this, but I think that you might be doing online dating soon.
No, not yet.
I can help you.
No.
Don't do it, Hawk.
I talk to people about it, and they say it's just horrible.
Oh, like, that's the girls. For the guys, it's great.
Oh, really?
Online dating's great for guys.
Hmm. Okay.
But, you know, it's still tricky. You got to navigate through all of the fake pictures and stuff, but I've read, and we've talked about this before, that if you, like, pose your picture with a dog or something, it makes you more likable.
They say that,
there's some tricks like that.
Okay.
I'll help you.
So, no, I'm not even thinking about that.
Don't do it.
Okay. Well, they surveyed people about online dating, okay? And these are the things not to say or put in your profile, your online profile.
All right, so you avoid these.
Okay, avoid these. They say they don't like it when you say, studied at School of Hard Knocks.
Okay, that is very trite and just old-fashioned sounding.
Yes,
and
exactly.
It just makes you sound like you're just going to say all these dumb things all the time.
I studied at the School of Hard Knocks.
We went up back and forth to school uphill both ways, and it snowed, and we didn't have shoes.
That's why I'm in this position. Okay, that's one thing. Okay?
Yeah, don't do that.
Another thing they say, don't write you're fluent in sarcasm or always the smartest person in the room.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
No, those are bad.
Only idiots think they're always the smartest person in the room.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's what they said in the survey anyway.
Well, that's true. I mean, there's always, you're going to never know if there's someone smarter than you in the room, unless you're in a room with four people, and then sometimes you know.
And you work in the morning on the radio?
I did not say that. But I'm very fluent in sarcasm.
Okay, and they say, for guys, females hate when you write, prove to me that this app works.
Oh, my
or
gosh.
Or prove to me that not all women are blank.
Oh, my God.
So, and a lot of guys probably write that. Do they do that?
I think they believe that setting the challenge out there might get some women that try to prove it wrong. But here's the problem with that. Any woman that responds to that is probably not the best choice to begin with.
Okay.
Because she's just out to prove something, and that's not, you don't want that.
Okay. Okay. And then they say there are two words you should never, that should never appear in your online profile.
Moist.
No.
That's true. That's one of them.
I hate that word.
Bankruptcy.
No. No.
Poor.
Go ahead. Yes, you're doing well at this.
Heidi's true colors are coming through.
Bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Unemployed.
From bankruptcy. Unemployed.
Is that one of them?
No, that's not it. Okay.
We're doing pretty good, though.
Yeah. Any more before I tell you what they say?
Married.
No. The two words you should never use,
that's a good
they
one.
Say, no drama, usually means they are just full of it. So when you put no drama.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Everybody's got drama.
No.
No, Heidi, no, they don't.
They do.
I want the most boring life possible. I like melancholy.
Are you kidding me?
I like this.
Melancholy is not what you
whatever
want.
That is.
You're so drama, it's ridiculous.
What?
Hawk? The way he enters a room is dramatic. He carries 15 pounds of papers and sets things down. And and he has to go out and get coffee or jumps up in the middle of a meeting to leave.
That's
drama.
Just selfishness and vanity. That's not drama.
That's drama.
Tom, thanks for sticking up for
You're
me.
You're welcome.
No drama, Heidi.
No.
You're way more dramatic than I am.
I am
Tom,
not.
Tom, is she not more dramatic than I am?
She's the most dramatic person
yes,
I know.
Is. I am not.
Okay, she's right.
Oh, wow.
hope I've helped you out with the dating scene.
You've helped me out with work.
Okay, good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.